Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media.
CBS News Brief. Freedom for most of the defendants charged in the January 6th attacks, thanks to a blanket pardon from President Trump. This man and the crowd outside D.C. Central's detention facility.
Now, if you were in there and you assaulted somebody to that, okay, you should be charged with something. But the majority of the people that are in there did nothing wrong.
The first member of Mr. Trump's cabinet to be confirmed, Marco Rubio, as Secretary of State. He's weighing in on the war in Ukraine, telling CBS Mornings.
The conflict needs to end. And it's the policy of the United States that we want it to end. We want to do everything we can to help it end.
Turkish officials say four people are in custody, including the owner of the hotel at a ski resort where at least 66 people died in a fire. CBS's Vicky Barker.
As firefighters battle the blaze, orange flames leap from windows and stairwells in the 11-story hotel. Bedsheets dangle from some of the windows. Frantic guests use them to escape the fire.
Two died when they jumped. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Extreme cold is causing school districts across Wisconsin to cancel classes today. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme cold warning from midnight through noon on Tuesday for many parts of the state. Officials said that the frigid weather could bring wind chills of 30 below zero to 40 below zero in parts of central, east central, and northeast Wisconsin. Wind chills as low as 40 below zero can cause frostbite on exposed skin in 10 minutes. As a result, many districts announced on Monday plans to call off school for the day on Tuesday, including Wisconsin Rapids. Among the largest districts that will be closed include Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Wausau, Kenosha, Racine, and La Crosse, among others. National Weather Service officials advise people to dress in layers, including a hat, face mask, and gloves if they go outside. Cover all exposed skin when possible. People in Wood County are reporting scam calls again, with the caller claiming to be from the Wood County Sheriff's Office. The number comes up on the caller ID as the main number for the Sheriff's Department. The caller alleges there is a warrant out for failure to appear for jury duty. The Wood County Sheriff's Office will not and does not call citizens and demand money for warrants. These calls are nothing new, but seem to be continuing in the area. Never provide personal information to these callers. If you're ever in doubt, don't hesitate to hang up and call directly to the Sheriff's Office. McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids is open for their regular business hours today from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. They are a designated warming center if you need to get out of the cold. While they're open regular hours, Baby Storytime and the Popcorn Science program are both canceled today. Most local libraries are designated warming centers today. They're open during regular business hours. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It is going to be bitterly cold again today. Temperatures will hang in the single digits below zero here all day long, but things will get better. Temperatures are going to rise tonight. A little light snow overnight tonight, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with temps climbing back into the upper teens by tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently 18 below.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa.
Yes, I'm here.
And Seth.
Good morning. Dramatic pause.
And the best listeners in radio. It's well done. It was a great dramatic pause. Good, yeah. It was perfectly timed. We got great stuff lined up for you in a little bit. We're going to get into some fun topics for you. We've got a good one here. A 13-year-old's bucket list.
Oh, nice.
We will compare. I want us to think about what our bucket list would have looked like at 13.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I want to hear what yours out there would have looked like, everybody. Go ahead and call in 715-424-2600. We kick off the hour talking a little entertainment. And remember when Weezer covered Toto's Africa back in 2018? That feels like it was a lot longer ago than
vaguely,
2018.
Yeah.
Toto guitarist Steve Lukather doesn't think singer Rivers Cuomo even likes the song. Quote, I think he did it to take the take some of the fun out of it, and it blew up in his face that it was actually a hit. Steve never did get a chance to ask River what he actually thinks of the song. Quote, I tried to reach out to this guy and be friendly, but things never panned out. They were never able to connect. He says, Steve goes on to say, I don't want to get into it, but peace and love. It was good for them. It was good for us. I have no idea why he's bringing this up now.
Why? Yeah.
And there could be a billion reasons why that Rivers has not been able to get in contact with him or whatever. And Rivers Cuomo has had his own struggles throughout his life and everything.
Right.
But it's a weird story to me. It was just out weird.
Is he saying they did it ironically? And then it was loop, and then that became popular again? I don't know.
Well, and I don't know if it was just that it was a slow news day or something, but People Magazine made a big deal of this, too. And I'm like, wait, did I miss something? Nothing against Weezer or Toto or the song or anything, but none of this stuff has been big for a while.
And
they were treating it like it was like mainstream news or something.
It's weird.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know about that, but I guess.
Stop complaining. No more complaints.
I really did the story because Africa is warm, and hopefully we're thinking warm thoughts.
Nice.
There you go. Warm thoughts.
Warm thoughts.
Do have a couple of fun ones here for us to get into. In a moment, I've got the 10 best quotes from Dolly Parton.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, those should be fun.
We'll get into that one in a second. But this is an interesting topic that comes up every once in a while. I wanted to dig into. A celebrity height can be deceiving when you see them on screen or on stage.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. BuzzFeed put together a list of those who are much shorter than you probably expected. I don't see him on the list. So
I was going to say, top of the list, can I guess?
I think that it's not, because I think we're both wrong. I know who I would have said. I just looked at it and I was wrong.
Yeah,
do you want to take a guess, Melissa?
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's who I, same here.
Uh-huh.
The most famous short actor in Hollywood, I guess.
And maybe that's why he's not on the list, because it's just so, you know.
It's well known. Yeah.
Tom Cruise is 5'7".
Yeah.
Tom,
which is just a little below average. It's not that far, but yeah.
Brad Pitt is six foot at 5'11". Nicole Kidman is 5'11". I didn't know she was 5'11".
Yes.
Nicole Kidman's tall.
Leonardo DiCaprio is 6 foot. It's just going the other direction a little bit.
Yeah, there. I thought he was shorter.
So it's talking about people that are tall.
Oh, I was just throwing those out there.
They happen to
come up on my list, and I was just going to throw some out to give kind of the other side of it. Mm-hmm. But how about Snooki? Who is Snooki?
Snooki.
I don't. I'm singer? Oh, Jersey Shore. That's it. Jersey Shore.
Snooki
from Jersey. Wow. TV personality.
She's 4'8". Okay. now I know who Rachel Dratch is. Second City's own and Saturday Night Live alum Rachel Dratch. You may remember her as Debbie Downer and some of those characters. She's 5 feet. Straight up 5 feet.
Okay. Wow.
Little Kim is Lil Kim. She's 5'11".
Okay.
She's tall.
I think 4'11".
4'11".
Oh, 4'11". Okay, you said 5'11".
Did I? I'm sorry.
Okay,
it's all right. Kourtney Kardashian is 5 feet. I saw the five, and I...
Okay, all right.
Leslie Jordan is 4'11".
Okay.
Anita Baker is 4'11".
Wow.
Let's see here. Rhea Perlman is famously, shorter, mm-hmm. and she is 5 foot.
Okay. Oh, so she's 5 foot even. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but she was never I always knew she was shorter. They never tried to hide it.
How tall is Danny DeVito? Are they about the same height?
Danny DeVito shows up next on the list at 4'10".
So he's shorter than her. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
The wonderful Kristen Chenoweth is 4'11".
I know. She was, she's tiny.
I love her.
Yes.
God, I love Kristen Chenoweth. Jada Pinkett Smith is 4'11".
Oh, wow.
Really?
How tall is Will?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's that.
He's got to be up there. He's got to be at least 6-something.
I don't remember ever seeing them standing next to each other to see the height difference.
Will is 6'2".
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's a big height difference.
And Dolly Parton is 5 foot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I knew that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Not only is she 5 foot, but so does Sabrina Carpenter at 5 foot. Now, it's an interesting list, but a list of surprisingly tall celebrities is also
making
the rounds on BuzzFeed.
Yep.
So I thought this one would be an interesting, too. Like Greg Davis. Greg Davis is 6'8".
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. How does he stay in the camera?
That's what. Yeah.
It's too tall.
Let's see here. Travis Kelce, of course, 6'5". Not surprising. He's a tight end. Why is he on the list?
Seriously?
What?
Football players are all pretty tall these days. I'm
telling you, that you date a celebrity and immediately you just get thrown into these things. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is 6'5".
Yeah, that makes sense. He looks big.
I mean, you see him in the Jurassic, or not Jurassic, Jumanji movies. Mm-hmm. He dwarfs
towers everybody over.
Give it time. He'll be in the Jurassic movies. He'll be in them. His wife, Lauren, is 5'8".
Okay. Mm. A little on the taller side. Okay.
They have Brittany Griner on here. She's 6'9".
She's basketball player.
Basketball player.
They tend to be taller, too. Yeah.
Comedian Bo Burnham is 6'6 or 6'7, they say.
Whoa.
Mm. I didn't know that.
Wow.
He's pretty up there, too. I think we talked about this the other when he was on Saturday Night Live, but Hozier. Wonderful singer, amazing singer. I knew he was good, not until seeing him on Saturday Night Live in that 30 Rock stage that I really get an idea of how good that man is. Wow. He's 6'6".
Oh, wow.
And I bet you he's 6'7". I wouldn't be surprised if he's 6'7". And it's not fair. Can I just put this out there? It's not fair. You have a voice like that, hair like that, and you're 6'6". Like, come on. That's not fair, man. Let's see here. Kareem 7'2". Of course he is.
He is a basketball player. What is this? Let's just pick the he plays basketball. He's tall. Yeah.
Lee Pace is 6'5".
Oh, that makes sense. He usually looks like he's towering over people, even on the screen. So, yeah.
Winston Duke, you might remember from the Marvel movies and stuff. He's 6'5". I didn't realize he was that tall.
Yeah, he's I forget his name. Yeah, the character he plays. Yeah. Black Panther.
Black Panther. That's probably the more famous role for him in there. I think there's a lot of other celebrities who might be surprised by how tall or how short they might be.
I just looked up Taylor Tomlinson because I thought she was taller, but no, she's 5'5".
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it's not too shabby. No,
I would say average height for a woman.
I always think of Liam Neeson, but he's what, like 6'3", 6'4"? I mean, he's taller, but he's not 6'6", or something like that. So,
6'4", yep.
Joe Manganiello is 6'5". Not surprising.
Oh, wow. I didn't know he was that tall. Wow.
I didn't know he was that tall. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of interesting, but I would say that I think what is almost more interesting to me, and not surprising, but is the how long we've been doing this in film and TV, making shorter actors taller. Yeah. One of the toughest things in casting is they cast one role before the other, and that changes where you were going to go with the other role. Mm. I've had it happen a handful of times where they've cast the actress, and I was in the running for the role, and then they cast the actress, and the height difference is just
too much, right?
Yeah, too grand,
And this happens mostly in theater. Because in TV and in movies,
you can fudge it.
You can mask it.
Which is, I think, kind of cool and interesting. The artistic part of it is interesting to me. Yeah. Even though it's, cost me a couple of times. I do think that it's kind of still kind of interesting how it works. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's also kind of interesting in this day of where it's getting harder and harder to figure out where the line is. And, hey, can I play a blind person? Or should a blind person be playing the blind person?
There are blind actors.
We've come a long way with this, and made some great ground with it. I wonder if height is one of those things that is ever going to come up.
Ooh, that's a good question.
It's got to be a 6 foot tall actor to play that role or something. Mm-hmm. It sounds silly, but it's not. I'm not saying we need this. This should happen or not. I'm just saying that I wonder
is if it going to be a thing?
I do think that there's something to be said for acting. It is acting. You are playing pretend, but there is a big difference of playing a Creed and playing a height.
Yes, there is. Yeah. Absolutely.
Just wonder where it'll end up, some of this stuff.
It'll end up about 6'2". That'll
work where somewhere around there. Somewhere around there. Nicely done.
5'7". Somewhere in there.
Let's go ahead and take our break a little early so we can take our time with the Dolly Parton quotes. We have the top best, the 10 best quotes from Dolly Parton.
How could they pick, man? So many.
It's got to be tough. It's got to be tough. Coming up for you on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
The IRS is ramping up collection, and if you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, listen carefully. Before it's too late, check your eligibility for the Fresh Start program still offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problems. Call our special hotline number now and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs. Business or personal, if you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally just want to know your options, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. Call their hotline number now, 800-491-8606. That's 800-491-8606. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-491-8606 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
It is going to be bitterly cold again today. Temperatures will hang in the single digits below zero here all day long, but things will get better. Temperatures are going to rise tonight. A little light snow overnight tonight, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with temps climbing back into the upper teens by tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16 below zero.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, James, Melissa here with you. Hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We are the home for Central Wisconsin news. We try to keep you up to date on sports, weather, entertainment, all these above. And, of course, Dolly Parton. naturally, we also cover that. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're going to cover this topic. It's a pretty good one, too. It came to us, and I want to say it's from, let's see, which website.
There's no source.
But yeah, that's weird. Come on. So if you don't know, Dolly Parton turned 79 years old on Sunday. Mm-hmm. We talked about that a little bit. To celebrate, here are some of her most memorable quotes or Dollyisms she said over the years.
Oh, that's great.
I don't always like when they take a celebrity's name and try to turn it into something, but yeah. Dollyisms, I'm all right. I like that. That's, I'm cool. Good with that one. Yeah. They're not in any particular order, so we're just going to go ahead and go down the line here. You'll never do a whole lot unless you're brave enough to try.
Okay. That's a good starter. Yeah. Very good.
That's great. Yeah. I feel like I could say that and it wouldn't mean a darn thing.
No.
But coming from that voice and her tone or her, the way she, her tone is, her accent stands out certainly. Mm-hmm. It's her tone. Mm-hmm. Listen to Dolly Parton's tone. Yeah. The only time it really influxes or gets a little edgy is when she's getting a little, you know, spitfire, a little, it's always in a joking matter, you know? It's always, her tone is maybe the best you'll hear.
It's genuine.
Right.
It really is.
And also from her life story. I mean, she's a great example of that. So when she says it, it carries some weight.
You'd be surprised how much it costs to look this cheap.
I've heard that one before. Oh, she's...
That's a good one.
Well, I love
because she knows what her brand is.
Yes, yeah, and she because people have asked her constantly why do you dress the way you do, and she's like, because to her that's what she always felt was glamorous when she was a kid. That's what she thought was, and I'm going to be like that, and she stayed true to that.
And it's became her whole signature career style.
Yeah.
And you think about it, and I give all the credit in the world to the Madonnas, the Beyoncés, the Taylor, you know, these people that reinvent themselves and do different things and change it up and everything. And then there's somebody like her who hasn't had to.
No,
the brand is strong.
Yes, so strong.
Yeah. Now, she's certainly done things outside of her comfort zone or outside of her realm. She just got done with the Rock album and all that. Mm-hmm. But she didn't build her career on that. She built her career just being Dolly.
Yep.
Smile increases your face value.
Lovely.
Find out who you are and do it on purpose.
Ooh. Dang. Ooh, that's a good one.
Dang. Ooh, that's a bar.
Boy, she has just, to a T, she has followed that her whole career. Mm-hmm. Man.
Wow. I've mentioned it before. I'm a real sucker for quotes. Mm-hmm. I think a good quote can be like a short story.
Right there, man.
I don't know how I missed that one. That's good. Oh, that's good. I am not offended by dumb blonde jokes because I know that I'm not dumb. I also know that I am not blonde.
I saw that one coming. That's great. Oh my god.
So good. If I can hold God's attention, I can hold the world's.
Ooh. That was an interesting one. Wow.
Oh. I feel like
it's sassy.
Yeah, I don't want to say that's cocky. I think sassy is a good word for it. There's something about it that's genuine to me.
Yeah.
Like it feels like she's just saying this, like, not that she has God's attention and we don't, or others don't. Or something. The point he has over. I don't know. There's something there or maybe it's the source. You know, if Tom Cruise had said that, it might feel a little bit different than Dolly Parton.
Yeah,
right. Maybe. I don't know. If you see somebody without a smile, give them yours.
Aww. That's a good one.
That's sweet.
So good. Yep. So good. If you can talk bad about country music, it's like saying bad things about your mama. My mama. Them's fighting words.
And there is that what you were talking about, James. That little Spitfire thing there. Yeah.
You got to pay attention. And it's there. It is there. Strong.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The magic is inside you. There ain't no crystal ball.
Mm-hmm. You know, her saying all of these things, especially, the smile, the thing like that. She had, growing up, she had no reason to smile at all. I mean, the circumstances that she grew up in were terrible. I mean, just like desperate poverty and everything that she had to deal with. To hear someone like her say that, and I know she's very successful and all that, but she had to work to get there.
Right.
And she did
She's been in the trenches.
Yeah, and she had to do the way she, like she said, she knew who she was, and then she said, this is me, and I'm going to do it this way. And it worked. And, man, I wonder if more people did it that way, how much more happy would we be? I don't know if she's happy because she's, so wealthy and all that other stuff. I know that was important to her to have wealth, but I don't think that's what makes her happy. I think just being her is what makes her happy and doing this thing that she loves. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, and when you look at what she does with her wealth and with her fame also speaks to her character as a person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much.
Absolutely.
My weakness have always been food and men, in that order.
Good for her.
Oh, she's great.
The Taste of Country, tasteofcountry.com is where we've been getting these.
Okay.
Tasteofcountry.com you can go to. I just, for the fun of it, looked up a couple of my own, like this one. The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain.
Mm,
yep.
That's a good way of looking at it.
If you don't like the road you're walking, start paving another one. That's a good one, too.
Yes.
That's a good one, too.
Maybe a lot more work, but
I just don't have time to get old. I just wanted to end on that one. I just like that. I just like that line.
Have you ever seen a 79-year-old act like she does? No.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, she's refusing to say, I'm just going to be that. I'm going to keep being
me. Not in that level of limelight. No.
Mm-hmm. No,
but I know some people.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
That are like that.
Absolutely. And a shout out to every one of them. Mm-hmm. Every one of them. Again, you can go to tasteofcountry.com to see the complete article if you'd like. We are going to get to our news break in a moment here. But before we do, we have a bit of news for you.
Oh.
When we talk a lot about world records. And we talk about ones that, we'd like to maybe try here, or maybe I just like to try or whatever and everything. And then there are ones that I just don't, I'm not going near. I'm not going near this one. A Turkish woman established a world record for watermelons crushed with her thighs.
Whoa.
And she is a very impressive athlete. She is an incredibly impressive athlete.
My goodness.
A this woman, Guinness World Record, shared a video Friday of Gozada Dogan competing with the completing the challenge.
Wow.
She broke within a, five watermelons within 60-second time frame.
Wow. In a minute. Five?
Was somebody helping her, though?
Wow.
The clip shows Dogan sitting between two rows of watermelons, grabbing them one at a time, crushing them, and then cleaning the mess before continuing.
Whoa.
Oh. Well, I guess because it gets slippery.
It could be slippery.
Yeah, yep. They had to clean. She's got to clean it off, otherwise it'll slip it right out.
She, the first
watermelon logistics.
Right, nicely done by you two, by the way. I didn't even think about that, man. I'm trying to think of the comedic end of this, and you guys are like, "Well done, you guys!" Becoming the first person to earn the distinction of using the thighs to smash the most watermelons in 60 seconds in the female category.
Wow, which is a thing. I guess.
There is a male version.
I guess so.
That's interesting. Oh, here it is. In 2017, an Iranian man made history by smashing three watermelons quicker than anyone ever had.
Hmm. Oh, wow. So she's doing better than him. Man, that's weird, but still.
It's impressive.
I think, you know, and you look, be careful, because I made the mistake of typing into my search bar, weirdest world records.
Oh,
yeah. Don't do that. Let me just cover that base for you, everybody. Yeah. Don't bother doing
those
that.
Those are not the ones we're going to be covering, probably. But
and
yeah,
clear my cookies and everything, man. Like, I didn't know.
Why did I do that?
Well, that was on me. I really should have thought about that before I hit send. I really should have.
Oh, goodness.
This has got to be one of the weirder ones to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you come across this skill. I don't understand how well, it's summer. You're at the picnic. You got your hands full. But people want their watermelon. All right.
So you're carrying it between your thighs, and oops, I squished it. Oh, boy.
You want to slide?
Yeah. Carrying it between your thighs. That I got to see.
That seems difficult.
Well,
at the very least.
I'm trying to figure out how you would, like James said, how do you learn how to do that? You know, you're good at
She's
something like that.
She's a big fan of, what's the baby hippo's name? Mudang?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. And watching and getting into watching hippos eating watermelons and be like, you know what? I could do that. I could crush a watermelon like that with my thighs.
I am so glad you said that, Melissa. For a minute, I thought you were going to say big fan of Gallagher. And I was going to say, oh, no. Oh, no.
No.
Dear God,
no. A little angry baby hippo.
Much better than Gallagher.
Yeah. I wonder if this would be better or not for a world record. A Swedish table tennis enthusiast, Emil Olahrik and Fredrik Nielsen, known as the Spin Duo, have set a new world record, or a new record for the longest table tennis rally lasting 13 hours, 37 minutes, and 6 seconds.
That's a long time.
Oh, my goodness. How did they go to the bathroom?
I mean, man.
They ate while they were... I know. I remember hearing about this, and I know that they had to keep playing while they were eating. Which is really cool.
Obviously, if they're eating, we all know what happens.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'd rather try to break the watermelons. I think I'd rather do that.
Than play ping pong for
I like table tennis and all, but the idea of doing that for six...
table tennis for like 15 minutes.
Yeah. Like, it's one of those things to me that I don't know about anybody else, but to me, it's fun, and then it gets boring real quick. Like, or it just gets... I get done with it real quick.
Or gotcha, you're chasing the ping pong ball all the time.
That gets to be a
I'm
bit
I'm bad
much.
At it, so...
And to that point, you know, it is a rally we're talking about. So this is where they just keep going.
Yeah.
And the ball doesn't leave.
That's crazy.
I'm just wrapping my brain around that.
Man.
That's kind of crazy to me. That's interesting.
Telling you.
I don't know. It's a weird one. It's an interesting one. And we will be covering more of those.
Of course.
But not in our news break. We've got much more important things to cover. Melissa's got her local news coming up. We got our sports with Mike Clemens. We're going to check in with our partners, and we'll come back with a fun one. And I want your list, everybody. We're going over a 13-year-old's bucket list that went viral.
Cool.
I want what yours would be when you were 13. Feel free to call up 424-2600 when we get back on the morning show here at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin residents will have an easier way to file their state taxes for free this year. According to the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, residents will be able to use the IRS Direct File system for their state taxes after integrating the program with the WisTax state tax return platform. Taxpayers will be able to use the software to automatically import their W-2 and 1099s into the system. The individual tax filing season will begin on January 27th, and residents can check their eligibility and register through the system on the IRS Direct File website.
The Arpinex Snow Cross races have been canceled. They were scheduled for the first weekend in February, but there's just not enough snow in the forecast. Organizers have a new snow gun, but didn't have adequate power and water this year to make enough snow to cover the racetracks. All entry fees paid will be refunded. If you paid last year, you will be refunded by a check in the mail, so please be patient. Marathon County's 9-mile county forest contributed $3.3 million to the local economy. The Wisconsin Office of Outdoor Recreation released reports from the Do-It-Yourself Economic Impact Report Program. This pilot program helps identify the local value of outdoor recreation. 5 outdoor recreation areas participated across the state. Together, they contributed a total of $27.3 million in recreation value. The effort in this pilot program is to show communities how outdoor recreation activities drive local economic impact and help create vibrant, thriving communities across the state. The Wisconsin Rapid Swim Club Home Swim Meet is January 25th at the Lincoln High School pool. They'll be hosting their first conference swim meet with 6 teams from across Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Rapid Swim Club has grown to over 50 youth swimmers and are currently in their second season. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks at midseason. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at the halfway point of the regular season. 41 games completed, 41 to go. The Bucks are 24-17 so far, thanks to having just won 4 in a row at home. And they're in fourth place in the Eastern Conference behind Cleveland, Boston, and New York. Bucks forward, Chris Middleton.
Yeah, with an up and down season that we've had so far, I think we'll take it. Knowing that, you know, we could be better in a lot of different areas. There's a lot of games I think we dropped that we thought we should have won. But to be 7 games over 500 with, you know, all the highs and lows, I guess I think we'll take it right now. Hopefully, you know, we keep getting those wins up and getting a higher win percentage.
The Bucks on the road tomorrow night in New Orleans against the Pelicans. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. NFL, the Chicago Bears have a new head coach, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. And the Ohio State Buckeyes, the new national champions of college football after beating Notre Dame 34-23. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New presidents often use day one executive orders to move their policy agendas forward. What are the different kinds of presidential orders? What are their limitations? And why do presidents use them? Since John F. Kennedy, presidents have averaged 269 executive orders over their terms. Since 1907, each order receives a number and all are cataloged at the National Archives. There are 3 different kinds of orders, according to Dr. Bert Rockman of Purdue University. Executive orders are written orders, usually on more weighty issues such as national emergencies or setting uniform policy for government action. Written presidential memoranda authorize or freeze projects, share official positions with Congress, outline treaties in international affairs, and other policy matters. Memoranda are not required to be published or public. A third type are proclamations, such as a proclamation celebrating Juneteenth. Pardons and clemency are not executive orders, but rather a separate power granted by the Constitution. Gridlock resulting from the failure of Congress to compromise on legislation often stimulates presidents to use more executive orders as presidents struggle to move their policies forward. But executive orders can also be blocked by Congress or court review, as President Trump found out in his first term Muslim ban. Find more in the history of presidential orders at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by author of The Meet the Parents Story, Laura Enright, and Meet the Parents creator, Greg Liana. Then herbalist Mason Hutchinson joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
It is going to be bitterly cold again today. Temperatures will hang in the single digits below zero here all day long, but things will get better. Temperatures are going to rise tonight, a little light snow overnight tonight, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with temps climbing back into the upper teens by tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16 below zero.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. We'll get into some good news and some local things going on in just a little bit. We got that lined up for you, but I want to touch on this one right here. We want audience participation. Feel free to call up 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app, and we thank you all for downloading the app. Parents should not snoop on their kids' writing without reason, but there's probably no better way of understanding the ambition in life than coming across a bucket list that they've written, let alone a young bucket list.
Nice.
A 13-year-old's bucket list has gone viral. The kid's parents posted it anonymously and said, "I've realized I need to rethink my entire life."
Very good.
And I love the idea of thinking about when you were 13 and what you might have had. And it doesn't have to be exactly 13. It can be any age, really. When just the idea of doing this when you're young. Because right. This is something that most of us, I think, associate with people that are in their senior ages doing this. Now, this has become much more popularized. So I would say that even in your 20s, 30s, it's not shocking to hear somebody say, "Oh, that's on my bucket list." Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how much people actually mean it's literally on their bucket list or they're just saying that.
Right. Have actually written the bucket list.
Yeah. But this kid's list may top all of ours.
Love it.
Get a full taxidermy alligator. You know what? Okay.
It's a great place to start. That's a great place to start.
It brings the room together. It really does. It's a talking
point. Or it dominates the room. You know, whatever.
Something like that. One or the other.
Have you seen my alligator?
How can you miss it?
Great icebreaker. Yeah. Great icebreaker. Go to New Zealand.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I would put that on my list.
Yeah, I would like to see New Zealand. Mm-hmm. From all accounts, it's a really nice, beautiful country to see.
Have you seen Lord of the Rings?
I was going to say, you can go visit Hobbiton there.
They got hobbits running around. Yeah, they got ants. I mean, they got all kinds of things in New Zealand. It's amazing. Becoming a published author.
Wow. Oh, that's a good one.
That's excellent.
More obtainable now because you can self-publish.
Exactly.
So much more attainable. Mm-hmm. And more it's becoming a fact that you can actually make a career if you want to be a writer.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's a better day to me. To me, that's a better day. Our culture is better for it. Our world is better for it. And much better than AI.
Yes.
This kid's list, I think, is right away, I got to tell everybody, it's way more impressive than I think we might have thought.
Okay.
So becoming a published author, and then right after that, discovering a new species.
Whoa.
Wow.
Man. Set the bar, kid.
That is cool. Man.
They are still
write a book about it.
You know, in the rainforest and in the depths of the ocean, there are still species that have not been discovered.
There you go. See, it's a good one.
And to me, like any time that happens, outside of a handful of things, that should be like number one or two in the news block. Not local news, I'm saying, but just in the national stories, USA, you know, all that stuff and everything. Why we don't talk about that stuff more and more. Anytime there's a fossil found, that we have a new species found, we should be like it should be common knowledge. We should all know. We got 24/7 news cycles, man. Come on.
Man, he might be the one that finally gets his Bigfoot, man.
Yeah, maybe.
This kid's the one that discovers Bigfoot.
Eat an octopus.
Okay.
Now we took a left turn.
Just go to Japan. They got plenty of octopus dishes over there. So that's the plural.
I don't know about it.
I don't know if I want to eat something that's probably smarter than me.
That's a great. I love the idea of that being like veganism or something like that.
Yeah,
that's my bar.
There's some name for that or whatever. Mm-hmm. She's a smartinist.
Yeah.
She doesn't eat things that are smarter than her. Befriend a bittenroog, or a binturong, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing
that.
I've never heard of it before. It's a type of bear cat. I'm showing a picture of it to Seth.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
It is spelled B-I-N-T Bitterung.
I think Bitterung. Yeah, I think you're right. Bitterung. Bitterung. Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
It's a cool looking animal, man.
It is. Never heard of it before. Never heard of it.
I want to befriend one too.
This kid obviously likes animals, which is really cool. Yeah.
A side of octopus.
Yes.
get a cool Jeep.
Who doesn't want that?
Check.
That doesn't start in 15 below weather. Yeah, that's all.
I said it was cool. I said it's
too cold. It's cold. Cold. Yeah.
Boy, okay.
And apparently needs a new battery.
Yeah, I should excuse myself. That was bad. Have a YouTube channel. Okay.
Now we're starting to sound attainable.
That's a lot of people are enjoying that as well. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Prove the existence of goblins.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So I wasn't far off with the Bigfoot.
No.
Comments.
That's
goblins.
The preciseness of goblins, not ghosts or leprechauns. Bigfoot.
See, now this is interesting because you know in history goblins take a lot of shapes and forms. You know, so I wonder what kind of goblins he's talking about here.
Or perhaps that's because his parents always tell him, you know, to clean his room, and he's like, "But mom, the goblins—they made a mess. I can't control them."
So now he's got to
prove
it.
Goblins don't exist.
He's got to prove it. I see. Yeah,
I love this. I love the idea so much.
Yeah, do that.
Become the world's leading expert on Redwall. They're fantasy books, apparently.
Yes, they are. Yeah, popular group of fantasy books with the main characters being mice. Actually, it was a TV show for a little while on PBS, I think.
Adapted. I've heard of it. I've never read them or seen the show.
They were, at least for a while, they were extremely popular. I think they still are. So, yeah.
Cool. I love that he wants to be the world's leading expert on it, though.
There you go.
I
love that, yeah.
Yeah, not, don't give me that Harry Potter stuff. I want Redwall. No. Yeah.
Well, to that point, before that, it was meet J.K. Rowling. And I'm wondering, that's definitely a kid.
Yeah.
Definitely not her. Their next one is legally change my names.
Oh.
The parents say the kid's name is very common, and when asked about it, the kids said that they wanted to change it to something like Trevor Bartholomew Dougalpants III.
Something very unique.
Yes, yes.
There's a reason that it's not legal for a 13-year-old to change their name.
Yeah, because they would regret it forever.
It's very similar to the reason why we don't let 13-year-olds get tattoos. Yeah, the big SpongeBob SquarePants tattoo or something. It doesn't really go over well in your
80s. I also wonder if it's legal when you, because this isn't something I looked into, obviously, but can you add a surname like that? Or is it a surname or is it a...
Surname is your last name, yeah.
Like the third or something? Yeah. That's a great question.
Oh, that part. I don't know.
Can I be Melissa K. the 7th?
Yeah, I wonder if you could do that. I wonder.
Queen of Melissa Land.
I like
yes.
it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Getting married is on the list.
Oh, well, hey. Right. That's a good one.
That's cool. Save an animal species.
See, back to the animals again. Yep.
He's gonna discover one and then save it.
That's right. And then write a book about it. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Yes. And go on a fossil dig.
Okay. Nice. Oh, that would be fun. That would be cool.
That was a big ambition of mine when I was a kid. I thought that was so cool. Archaeology is awesome.
I love archaeology.
Although specifically, that's paleontology.
But enter my obsession with Time Team.
Okay. Nice.
Mine with Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that would do it.
Absolutely.
That would do it.
100%. And to this day, I would. I don't have to get down there in the dirt. I'd like to, but I understand I might not be able to, but I would love to even just be on site. And I want to be there when they first get there. I want to see them set it up. Mm-hmm. I want to see them do the dig where they, you know, choose where to dig, all that. Like, I want to be in the room when they're doing all of that stuff. Just a fly on the wall.
He needs to be gone from, you know, like a 3-month vacation because those things take a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's how you get me to take a break. Like that or, that or Mardi Gras.
We found it out. Now let's figure out how to get them out of here.
Right. Yeah. There's. I wonder if there's some kind of thing where you can, like, you pay like $100 and you get to go on a site or something like that. Like,
it probably is.
Probably more than $100.
Though. Yeah.
Probably, it would be nice if it was only $100, but yeah.
So go snorkeling with a shark.
Oh, that's cool.
That's doable.
That's pretty cool.
I believe I have that one checked off. I think I've done that.
Do you?
Nice.
In the Keys. Florida Keys. Yes. Or I can't remember if I actually saw any sharks, but I'm sure they were around somewhere.
They were in the water.
They were in the water somewhere.
Technically, this is the third one I can check off the list. Help make a movie.
Nice.
Oh, there you go. That's true. That's very true.
I've been in movies.
Yeah,
that's part of it.
Yeah. No, I think that counts.
Number 18, meet an alien.
Oh, that might be a little harder to do.
Might be. I don't know. I mean,
an alien species.
Look, and in 2025, all bets are off. Let's be real. All bets are off. Become a millionaire shows up on the list as well.
Sure. Okay. You got to finance all this somehow. I mean,
with his YouTube channel.
Yeah. I don't know how well that goes hand in hand with wanting to be an author, but
good luck, kid. Yeah.
Bestseller book, maybe.
And then finally, beat up someone. Like, whoa. A completely different direction at the end there, Ken.
What's
like,
his left turn, man? Yeah,
like, the last two, it was almost... You know what it reminds me of in some ways? The wonderful sketch, and if you don't know it, please look it up. We're still close enough to Christmas, of Steve Martin's classic, legendary, If I Had One Wish.
One Wish for Christmas, yep.
And it starts out well and good, well-intended and everything, and then it just falls apart at
Devolves,
the end.
Devolves,
yeah. And it's one of my favorite pieces of comedic writing of all time. I did it as my final at Second City.
Oh, wow.
I chose it as my final. Yeah. But it reminds me of this. That list reminds me of this.
Yes.
Where it starts out really well intended, like, I want to save the planet. I want to do this. You know what? A million bucks. A million bucks, and I want to pop the kid that makes fun of me in school.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So it is a 13-year-old. It is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But I think it also speaks to something that we're really bad at. We all are bad at, and we all could be better at putting ourselves in the perspective of younger people, mm-hmm. and looking at the world from their perspective sometimes, and remembering what it's like to be that age.
Oh yeah,
where you essentially are just told what to do all day.
Yep,
that's being a teenager. Mm-hmm. You are, whether it's school, at home, whatever it is, you are. And it's not. I'm not saying not intended. We need to do that.
Right.
That's how you learn to do things and stuff. But mm-hmm. even with that being said, and even if you don't mind that stuff, it's still a lot to take.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot to take in one day, let alone every day you're growing up.
Right.
The idea of not understanding what's going on with your body. Like, I'm 47 and I don't understand some of the stuff going on, man. I can't imagine what
changes
I was like
too,
at 13.
As you get older.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's so many different things that I think we would be better off as a society if we remember a little bit of what that's like.
Mm. Yeah.
And thinking about that when we're making these rules and decisions for children, thinking we know what's best for them when we don't talk to them.
Yeah. Maybe we should have a little more dialogue there.
I absolutely
over text. Got to text them that, because otherwise they won't respond.
It's a good point. It's a good point. So good. We'll take a time out. We'll be back. More show. Morning show.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It is going to be bitterly cold again today. Temperatures will hang in the single digits below zero here all day long, but things will get better. Temperatures are going to rise tonight. A little light snow overnight tonight, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with temps climbing back into the upper teens by tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16 below zero.
Now we play. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great Tuesday out there. You're staying warm. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll get to our schedule and some good stories of the day coming up here in a moment. But I thought this was a good one to wrap on. Are you more likely to be an actor if you're an extrovert, a salesperson if you're neurotic, or a real estate agent if you're annoying? I'm joking. That's mean. That's not funny.
Good joke, though.
We shout out all of our real estate agents out there. Yes, we appreciate all of you. A new study looked into what your job says about your psychological health, and it found clear corrections between a person, profession, and their genetic predisposition to several psychiatric traits and disorders. Ooh. Why did I choose this as a last topic today?
Jeez, tongue
clear
twister.
Connections.
My goodness.
Yeah, these correlations could influence how people choose their careers to an extent, but they may also offer potential benefits in those fields. They collected data from more than 400,000 Americans and British workers across 20 different professional fields.
Wow. That's a lot of data.
And here's a sample of what they found. Like STEM professionals, that's science, technology, engineering, mathematics, most likely to be on the autism spectrum.
That does make sense.
It does make sense because
they tend to be really, people with autism tend to be really good with those,
really,
you know,
focused.
On that. So that totally makes sense to me. Yeah.
Schizophrenia was most prevalent in community and social workers.
Wow. Interesting.
Anorexia nervosa shows up most frequently in teachers and educators. And jobs most associated with ADHD tended to require the least amount of education.
Oh, really?
The most stable jobs with the least amount of mental health conditions were found in architecture and engineering, healthcare, farming, business and finance, office administration and support, management, and sales.
Okay.
On the flip side, artists and designers were the most likely to be predisposed to many mental health conditions, including anorexia, bipolar disorder, autism, and some others.
Oh, okay.
Now, one of the reasons I am bringing this list up, in all seriousness, is to say that everybody, especially in this day and age in 2025, whether it is diagnosed or not, everybody has something going on upstairs.
Right. We've all got our crosses to bear, right?
Right. And the what I think is important is, and this, we've touched on this before in the last couple of days, if you see somebody with a broken arm, it is not a stretch to feel empathetic for them. You see the cast, you feel it.
Right.
The cast in our brain, we don't see, we don't think about. So we tend to not be as empathetic towards some of these things that I've mentioned here, if not all these things I mentioned here. Yep. When this is the one that we should be all empathetic about, because we may see somebody with a broken arm, but you probably don't have one. But you probably have something like this. Mm-hmm. We all do. And that's not a bad thing. I actually think that most of this stuff, outside of things that certainly can hold you back from living your life and enjoying your life, I think that we have these things for a reason. I think that everything has a reason to it for the most part. And I think that in part, I have these things because it fits. And guess what? I found a profession that fits my skill set.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the more difficult things, but one of the most rewarding things, I think, in life when that happens.
Right.
I've mentioned many times, I was very lucky. Radio found me. Mm-hmm. I didn't ever think I'd be in radio, but my skill set works perfectly with radio. And thank God for that, because otherwise I'd be on the street corner doing my Simpsons one-man show, hoping people would send me a quarter.
Give you a quarter, a dollar.
And I have plenty of these things in my brain, but I found ways to find a workforce, a work that could do it for me. I mean, I know that's not just as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Right.
It took me 20 years to do
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah.
But it can happen.
Yep, yeah. And it's you know, it's really interesting, you know, what they were saying about artists. That really made me think, you know, because the traditional view of artists, what is like, they're neurotic and they have all these, you know.
That can be difficult to work with.
Difficult to work with and stuff. And it's like, well, maybe it's the other way around, you know. Maybe it's because they have that. They're good at art, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe we've been looking at it the wrong way. So, yeah.
I think it speaks so much too that there is no okay, you are this, so well, you got to do this, or yeah. Or even going back not that far in time, and oh, you have this, or oh, you have something we don't even know what it is or can't diagnose. Okay, well, you're never getting a good job,
right?
You know, because I see this in you, or I think this of you, I'm not allowing you to do these things.
Yep.
Maybe the more we embrace this stuff, maybe with all the braveness we're having about mental health and everything as a society, we start to see, oh, you have this. Well, I actually think that this skill set may help you better.
Exactly.
Or this job, this profession may be good for you. Not saying you have to do it, but hey, give this a look.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guidance counselors leaning into this a little bit more and stuff in school and everything. And us, it's not a matter of, well, just throwing our hands up in the air and giving up or something like that. This is,
or trying to fit a square peg into a round hole.
Yes. I know that's a great way of putting it.
Yeah.
Everyone, I think, wants and deserves, you know, to do something where they feel dignity, right? Something that they can feel productive and a member of society and feel like they are included. So many of these mental things that we're talking about exclude people. Mm-hmm. Can we find ways instead to include as many as we can into ways that they can feel good about doing mm-hmm. what it is, whatever it is that they can do good, right?
I think the word that really stood out to me there was dignity.
Mm-hmm.
And giving that to each other, giving that to people.
Everyone deserves it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to work a job that allows you to live.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, another great point. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. We have some good stories of the day and some local events going on, and of course our schedule. Looking at our schedule, boy, we got a great Midday Magazine lined up for you, everybody. Be sure to join us from 4 to 5 today. In part 1, Daniel Minter, president of Assumption Catholic Schools, will be joining us, getting an update on Assumption.
All right.
Great.
Very nice.
How things are going with the Royals over there. And in part 2, United Way of Southwood and Adams County is going to be joining us.
All right.
Excellent.
Looking forward to catching up with our friends from over there.
All right.
Little programming note, do want to remind everybody that the WIRI game we are going to be covering today, Port Edwards boys basketball hosting Nakusa. Not surprising to anybody, that has been canceled.
Right. No mm-hmm. school, no sports. Yep.
Yeah. However, I do believe that they are still playing here at WFHR at 7:30 Wisconsin men's basketball at UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that one is still going on, especially whether it is here with the cold or it is out in California and with the troubles that they're having over there with that everything.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure if that game was going to be played. Going before the hour, I looked, and it is still being played from what I can tell.
Okay.
We also have some local events going on in our area I want to touch on. Oh, mm-hmm. and I'm sorry, some cancellations wanted to mention. There is Aspire Shoreview Hospital home delivery meals are canceled for today.
Okay.
And our ADRC CW's Meals on Wheels and in Senior Dining is been canceled for today.
Mm-hmm.
Please check in on each other, everybody. Be a good neighbor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have a blood drive taking place in about just a couple of minutes from 10 to 3 over at the ODC at 1191 Huntington Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
From what
donate
I can
donate if you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we appreciate all you heroes out there donating. There's another opportunity coming up we will be sure to let you know about.
Mm-hmm.
We also wanted to let you know that our friends at the Lowell Senior Center will again be partnering with the AARP to provide free tax counseling for those who meet the criteria.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
If you have any questions, please give them a call at 715-421-1051. That's 421-1051.
Very helpful.
Seth, yesterday we had Mike and the gang in mm-hmm. from our friends over at the Store Point Boss. We were talking about this great event they got coming up.
They do. It's the annual Ice Harvest. And, of course, this takes place in two different areas. It starts off at NEPCO Lake Park from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at 1410 Griffith Avenue. Join them for harvesting ice the old-fashioned way during the Port Edwards Lions Fishery, which is another event happening on Saturday. They will be offering an opportunity for you to try your hand at ice harvesting.
Whoa.
Which is cool. I think that's really nice that they let people jump in if they're interested. That's very cool.
Not literally jump in. You don't
Be careful.
No. I feel like that needs to be mentioned.
Oh, yeah, just in case you have any ideas. It's not polar bear plunge time here, people.
No.
But then later on at the Historic Point Boss at 364 Wakely Road in Nakusa, starting at 11, going till about 3, you can watch them fill the ice house with the ice they harvested. They use that ice all year round for chilling their drinks and making ice cream at events, which is really cool.
That's how people had refrigeration.
I'm telling you, it's a fascinating process, and it's really cool. It's nothing like it down at Historic Point Boss, like James loves to say, bringing history to life,
mm-hmm.
and they get to do that. So go join them on Saturday.
And just a quick reminder, the Valentine's for Wisconsin Veterans is still going on. You have just a couple of weeks left to be able to
31st,
be in on
this.
Seth, what's the address for people?
Send them to the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Attention Veteran Valentine's, P.O. Box 7843. That's 7843 in Madison, Wisconsin, 53707.
Encourage you to do that, everybody. Young, old, it doesn't matter. Just go ahead and get that in. We appreciate you doing that.
Yep.
I also have a local good story of the day. Free rides on Central Transportation today in Stevens Point on their regular routes if anybody needs them. They are giving free rides today to help people during this extreme cold.
That Excellent. Is a great, great note, Melissa.
Yeah, thank you
for sharing that. And thank you for having in your news breaks about our public libraries and them being warming houses.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Keep Excellent. That in mind as well, everybody.
Yep.
All of our surrounding communities. Yep. Leicester, here in Nakusa, everywhere. Yep.
To all of our libraries, thank you for doing that. Thank you for opening your doors. We appreciate our community hubs that is our libraries. And when you're doing that, if you are somebody doing that, please thank anybody working there.
Absolutely.
We appreciate them.
Yep.
Appreciate all of you and appreciate you too. Great show today, everybody.
You too.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Trump supporters have been milling about outside the D.C. Central Detention Facility after the president pardoned almost all of the January 6th rioters in his first day back in office. CBS's Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
The family of Brian Sicknick, who died in the days after January 6th, they put out a statement saying essentially that this makes a mockery of the U.S. justice system.
Marco Rubio's just been sworn in as Mr. Trump's new Secretary of State.
The priority of the United States Department of State will be the United States.
A winter storm has plunged states along the Gulf Coast into a deep freeze. CBS meteorologist Jessica Birch.
We're gearing up for daytime highs today. The feels like temperatures at least to get near freezing, if not below. And this storm continues to sweep throughout the Great Lakes all the way down into the south.
Parts of Texas are expecting several inches of snow. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Join us live.